The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
June 1990, Revolution Square, Bucharest, Romania, where only 6 months earlier, cries for freedom had toppled the dictatorship of Nicolae Ceausescu. Here, where thousands lost their lives in a hailstorm of bullets, James Robison came to deliver the message of Jesus Christ to a people still desperately seeking freedom.
But because Jesus Christ lives in my heart.
Coming up on Life Today.
All right, you're going to cover 60 years. Hang on, you're going to like this. I've been married to this beautiful girl. And is she not beautiful? 60 years married to her, and such precious memories. You know, I get up every morning, I wake up praising God. I go to bed praising God for precious memories. With all the agony of what's going on around us, I'm thanking God for the precious memories in the midst of the storms, and knowing that even in the midst of all the pressure and all the problems and all the things that break our heart, God can give us a peace that passes understanding, but He can give us direction and leadership on how to restore the peace, how to restore freedom's foundation, how to bring us back where we need to be. Betty, we're going to glimpse over 60 years in three parts. You're going to see the Crusades. You're going to see us go into the third world countries in Eastern Europe when the Berlin Wall came down, and I was there. We were when they were tearing it down. And the mission feeding, the mission outreaches, saving lives. And this is the last week of mission feeding. You don't want to miss this, though. And you don't want to miss what you're going to see. So right now, Betty, let's look back over where we started. Before we got married, for 1 year, I was already doing crusades. And then she hardly knew me. My kids hardly knew me because I was gone trying to help save your kids and your family and everybody in this nation and win them to Christ. And I was too busy, to be honest with you. But it was so unbelievable. Let's glimpse those 30, listen to me, that period of time in those 30 years of crusades. Watch this closely.
Christ Jesus came to save sinners. If there's a sinner here tonight, Christ came to save you. It is by His mercy, His grace that we're saved, not by works of righteousness. You're going to be saved by His grace. Is there a sinner here tonight? Well, if there is, there's a Savior waiting, and He only waits for sinners.
The year was 1963 when a 19-year-old James Robison began sharing the message of Jesus Christ across America.
Get up out of your seat right now, wherever you are, and move to an aisle. Come and stand right here in front of me. Just come and stand right here, face me, and bow your head. I'm going to wait while you just get up and come right now, all over the stadium. Just stand up and come on. Don't wait on anyone else.
From stadiums and coliseums holding thousands to youth rallies and school gyms, James began speaking daily anywhere people would gather to hear him preach the Word of God.
I'm telling you, the source of life's not religion. The source of life is God. And the way to the life of God is through the Son of God. There's only one way to heaven. It's through Jesus. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life.
As time went on, the 1970s and 80s witnessed even larger crowds responding as James called the nation to repentance and salvation through Christ. In all, James would preach in over 600 citywide crusades, with the total attendance surpassing 20 million people.
Friend, God loves you like that. He gave His Son for you. He loves you. He died for you. On a cross, you might live. And it's a personal knowledge of Jesus and a personal relationship with Jesus that gives you life everlasting.
Would you come and trust Jesus tonight?
and know him.
Come on. God says, I'll forgive you. He loves you. He wants to forgive you tonight. Forever. Give you new life. Would you come as a teenage boy or a teenage girl, as a man, a woman, a mother, a dad? Would you Christians turn to one of your friends and say, I'll go with you, and you could bring them to Christ?
Night after night, large crowds came forward to answer the call unto salvation. But within the sea of faces, God saw every single individual and heard their prayers, just like he did for a young boy named James Robison, who gave his life to Jesus and was faithful to tell the world of God's love.
Father, I want to thank you right here for the millions of people that came to trust you in those crusades, and for even more who've come to trust you since we began our mission outreaches. Thank you, Lord. By the way, all of you who watch us when we've been on television 50 years, Billy Graham called me and said God had given him a vision that I needed to be on television all the time. He didn't need to be. He was going to do a few crusades a year, but I needed to be there all the time. I said, well, I haven't heard that, Billy. He said, well, I heard it, and you need to pray about it. And I did. Sure enough, we've been on now for 55 years. We've been doing this talk show for over 30 years. And during the time that we were doing the crusades, we started doing Bible conferences. And at one time, our Bible conferences were the largest in the world. And we did them for many years. And then the Lord led us into another emphasis that was quite shocking to a lot of people. And that's where he took us to the impoverished, which will be the last phase of what you're going to see when we look back over this 60 years. I want you to see what happened when God spoke to me in one of our Bible conferences and told me that I would be going to those third world countries that were literally coming out from under communist dominion, places like Romania and Poland and even East Germany. We went to Croatia. All these things that God just let us do, people found, how is it you're doing this? Well, some people thought, well, you were having so many people saved in the Crusades. Did you know, Betty, when we went into missions, our number of people coming to Christ was multiplied many times over. And we had actually maybe have 1 million people saved in a year. We went to where we had 5 to 7 million people accept Christ in a year through the outreaches in the third world countries. So we actually multiplied evangelism while we were saving lives. I want you to see this period of time when we went into Eastern European countries and when the wall was coming down. Just look in. And I mean, Betty, you actually saw me go into Revolution Square thinking that you were going to see me die.
Yeah, and it looked like our son was down there with you.
And you were standing on the balcony crying, and then I turned it into a prayer meeting. And it was just like, it was like a miracle. Let's look into some of the period of time, because we're looking back over 60 years of God's blessings. And here's the thing you need to understand. The blessings that have been on this ministry have become because of people like you who have prayed for us, who have supported us, who have helped us put God's arms around people all over the world and lead millions of people to Christ, and to be on television every day all around the world. Let's look in on what happened in the Eastern Bloc countries.
Someone just brought me the news tonight before I got up here to preach and said the ambassador to Romania tells us it's 75% clear for me to preach Christ in that square in Romania this summer. Jesus is the answer to the freedom of all the world.
Jesus Christ is the only way to freedom, and we must pray for the power of God to change the lives of people.
June 1990, Revolution Square, Bucharest, Romania, where only 6 months earlier, cries for freedom had toppled the dictatorship of Nicolae Ceausescu. Here, where thousands lost their lives in a hailstorm of bullets, James Robison came to deliver the message of Jesus Christ to a people still desperately seeking freedom.
And I want you to know that I am happy in my heart
Și vreau să știți că eu sunt fericit în inima mea.
Not because I am an American.
Nu pentru că sunt un american.
But because Jesus Christ lives in my heart.
Pentru că Iisus Hristos trăiește în viața mea.
Jesus Christ gives us freedom.
Iisus Hristos mi-a dat libertate.
James concluded speaking from the square by joining with the hundreds who had gathered to kneel and pray for God to save Romania. From there, he would go on to speak throughout the city, on street corners and in arenas, strengthening pastors and lay people alike with a message of hope.
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Berlin, Germany. For 45 years, this great city was divided into East and West until the Berlin Wall came down. Here, James became one of the first to address a public gathering with the gospel in nearly half a century.
Jesus Christ died for sin.
Jesus Christus ist für die Schuld und die Sünde der Menschen gestorben.
He died for your sin.
Für deine Sünde ist er gestorben.
For all the wrongs in the world.
Für all das, was in der Welt.
Jesus Christ gave me freedom.
Jesus Christus hat mir Freiheit gegeben.
And Jesus Christ will give you freedom.
Und Jesus Christus gibt mir.
A familiar sound to East Berliners was the distinctive echo of the changing of the guard. The goose step, as it was called, was soon to be no more. Yet the voice of an evangelist from the West was a brand new sound to this former East German church.
You are to show people the way.
Und wir müssen den Leuten den Weg zeigen.
And Jesus said, I am the way.
This body of believers, made up of both Baptists and Pentecostals, received the word with joy and quickly responded to an invitation to commit their lives to Jesus Christ. Back in now former West Berlin, near where the wall once stood, James delivered a message in a cathedral centuries old. As the great halls of the cathedral filled with praises unto God, James again pointed Germany to Jesus.
Jesus Christ is the only answer.
Jesus Christus ist die einzige Antwort.
Not preachers.
Keine Prediger.
Not religions.
Keine Religionen.
Not political reform.
Keine politischen Reformen.
Not capitalism.
Nicht der
Kapitalismus. Not socialism.
Nicht der Sozialismus.
Not Marxism.
Nicht der Marxismus.
Jesus Christ changes the world. He is a living person.
When the Eastern Bloc countries began to break away from the grip of communism, it was Poland which led the way. Here in Warsaw, the people hungered for God's word. The message they longed for was soon heard in Congress Hall. Built by Joseph Stalin, this magnificent structure once echoed the hollow promises of communism, but now, for the first time, magnified the name of Jesus.
And whereas in the past,
I tak jak w przeszłości,
Russia and the Soviet Union,
Rosja, Związek Radziecki,
has had a great effect on Poland,
miał wielki wpływ na Polskę,
in the future Poland will have a great effect on Russia.
W przeszłości Polska będzie miała wielki wpływ na Rosję.
And it will be because you present the real and living Jesus.
Through 60 years of ministry, James and Betty Robison have witnessed many incredible moves of God around the world, like the one in Eastern Europe. Along with our friends and partners, they look forward to many more.
See, I think many of you may remember that God did allow us with a called prayer meeting by Billy Graham and Bill Bright and asked me to get Adrian Rogers and Charles Stanley to come, that prayer meeting saved the future of freedom. And we had a wonderful Baptist, godly, great man who was in the White House, and Jimmy Carter. But somehow Billy had heard God say that we were going to have a strength of leadership that wasn't there, or we were going to lose freedom. And he asked a question about somebody that we didn't know, but he wasn't going to run. And it just happened that God miraculously sent me to him. And I sat down with that governor and told him what Billy Graham heard, and other preachers like Bill Bright and Charles Stanley, Adrian Rogers, and others, Pat Robertson. And he heard God say, you do need to run. I remember asking him right after we'd gotten ready to get down on our knees and pray, I said, I need to ask you a question before we pray. Is Jesus real to you? And that was the governor of California I was asking, Mr. Reagan. And he said, well, you know, I never had a father. My father was an alcoholic. And he said, my mother was the greatest person I ever knew, and she was the greatest influence in my life. And he said, Jesus is more real to me than my mother. When he said that, I nearly fell off the sofa we were sitting on. And we got down on our knees and prayed. And somehow when he got up, he knew that he was to run. And I asked him if he would join me in a meeting to bring evangelical Christians and leaders and business leaders that believed we had to return to some principles that we were not standing on. Would he join me? And he did. He led all the cheers from me preaching right there on the platform to 17,000 people and basically all over America. And then he got up and said, I know this is a nonpartisan meeting and you can't endorse me, but I only said that because I want you to know I endorse you. And that became headlines in every newspaper in America the next day, and he ended up becoming president. But one of the significant things that happened in that gathering was I had met a general named Daniel Graham who knew Reagan, and Reagan knew him, but he said, Reagan's never listened to me, but I know what the Soviet Union is doing, and I know we can overcome them. And if we don't, they're going to take over the world. In less than 3 years, they will be in dominance of the world. And I did, with the Bible in front of us, get Daniel Graham and Reagan to sit together. And then Daniel Graham never left Reagan's side for 8 years. And he helped bring down the Soviet Union. So all of these things happen supernaturally. And this is a part of the journey, Betty, of our 60-year journey that has had an impact on the world. And by the way, positive things happen every time God's people really pray and every time God's leaders come together. And that's what we need to happen right now, bigger than ever. Since the birth of this nation, we need it. Let's just look at what was going on and what happened as a result of all that took place. And just thank God. Thank God for what he's doing. Betty, it was really hard for people to believe that I would come to my staff and to you and say, God wants you to sit at my side. And he wants us to call the family in the family room and help them get to know the Father. And we've been doing that for nearly 30 years together.
We have.
Nobody believed that. But God led us from this place to the mission fields in the third world and to begin rescuing those who were starving with mission feeding. Here's how it happened.
Friend, that's why you're here, so you can come to God and give him your life tonight. Would you do it? Only way to God's through Jesus.
It was the 1980s, and James was right where God had called him.
Would you come and say, I'm going to leave here and let God be first in my life? I hope you will. Let's bow our heads together.
Preaching the gospel so that lives could be changed forever. But God had plans that would transform James' life when he and Betty met another evangelist, a South African named Peter Pretorius. Peter showed them the immense suffering people in Mozambique were going through because of the civil war.
You see the thinness of his hair and the color of his hair. That's a sure sign that he suffered much malnutrition.
James knew he would never stop ministering the word of God to the poor in spirit But now he would do everything he could to help those who were physically perishing. Thus, mission feeding was birthed between James and Peter. And in time, as faithful supporters began to help feeding efforts expanded into war-torn Angola, the challenge that lay ahead for the mission feeding program was trying to keep up with the need in crisis areas where food shortages were critical. Children under the age of 5 were dying at an alarming rate due to the ravages of a silent killer known as malnutrition.
I have never seen so many children buried in one small place. More than 1,000 bodies here around me right now. And I'm praying, dear God, please, please stop this. I just kneel right here and there's a fruit jar. And there is the little child's picture in that jar. Somebody's baby. Dear God, help us to save these children.
By the grace of God, and with the support of faithful partners of Life Outreach International, food factories were built in Mozambique and Angola and began turning out a vitamin-enriched soup mix. A fleet of trucks now deliver the processed food mix into remote villages. This has allowed the mission feeding program to expand into other areas, including South Africa and South Sudan. Currently, over 350,000 children receive a daily bowl of this soup mix through both the school feeding and crisis feeding programs. This bowl of food not only has helped stop the death cycle in hundreds of villages, but it provides an incentive for the children to remain in school.
They want a future. They want to go to school. They walk a long way. They're trying to learn. And I don't know anyone that would look in these faces and not say, well, let me help those children that obviously want a future.
The mission feeding program that started over 30 years ago, helping families in war-torn villages, has literally saved over 18 million lives, according to government sources. The challenge now is to maintain the partnership, which will allow us to continue turning out the soup mix for the school feeding program, and for meeting crises like the prolonged drought in Angola and the devastating floods in South Sudan. Together, we can ensure that lives will be saved and that children will have the opportunity to fulfill their God-given potential.
Honey, I want to thank you not only for 60 years of marriage and ministry, but I want to thank you for marching into hell for a heavenly cause. I want to thank you. Betty experienced a serious back injury that could have paralyzed her from her waist down while she was in Africa. And both of us were beat up pretty bad over those years and those rough roads that have been blown out and bombed out. And you sent us. And this is mission feeding emphasis this week. You've seen the 30 years there, and our ministry has grown all over the world to where we're having, you know, more people saved in a year than we saw in the 25 years of ministry.
Yeah.
Our outreaches have just been indescribable. We helped Samaritan's Purse get started with Franklin Graham, giving him one of his first big checks and encouraging him and working at his side and helping him even recently to do some wonderful things. And just thank God for him. And when I say we, it means all of us. And here during this last week of mission feeding emphasis now, as you look back over a 60-year glimpse of just continued ministry carried by love with people like you, would you help us feed 350,000 children with a gift of $30, $50, or $100? Could you give $1,000? Could you feed 100 kids? I mean, would you do whatever you can? And Betty, you know, we've got people that have been blessed and can take money out of an account that's solid and give thousands of dollars. And that's what you've done to help us do all the things we've done for these years. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. I just want to remind you, we've got some gifts to send you. But here during this last week, would you please make the gift God put on your heart and rejoice with us over 60 years of winning people to Christ and saving lives. Thank you. Get your bank card. Use it like a check. If you write a check, call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail. Thank you so much for what you do. Thank you.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering. facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you 365 days of courage. Filled with scriptures and words of encouragement, this daily devotional will give you the confidence that comes from knowing how God sees you. Take courage in Christ's love and be ready to conquer each day. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Blessing Framed Art. This beautiful wall art will grace your home or office and serve as a daily reminder of God's blessing and kindness over your family. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I'm going to send those of you who will give $1,000 or more the beautiful cardinals on the Consider the Birds bronze. Did you know someone sent us a thank you card the other day that was made around cardinals, said that they were angels sent by God to remind you of your loved ones in heaven? And they didn't even know that the cardinal meant so much to our daughter, and I had a cardinal visit me 2 weeks after in full flight, and I got a picture of it. I hope you'll ask for this bronze and make that gift, that special gift of life. Thank you so much for your help.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news with the Life Today social media experience.
Born into a broken home, born into poverty, graduate from Harvard Law School, go on to practice law for 15 years.
E.W. Jackson, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.